This audio production was made in collaboration with Audible Anarchist.
Part 5. Communist Society. 69. In place of the wealth and poverty of political economy, we have the wealthy man and the plenitude of human need. The wealthy man is at the same time the one who needs a complex of human manifestations of life, and whose own self-realization exists as an inner necessity, a need. Not only the wealth, but also the poverty of man acquires, in a socialist perspective, a human and thus a social meaning. Poverty is the passive bond which leads man to experience a need for the greatest wealth, the other person. The sway of the objective entity within me, the sensuous eruption of my life activity, is the passion which here becomes the activity of my being. 70. Authentic common life arises not through reflection. Rather, it comes about from the need and egoism of individuals, that is, immediately from the activation of their very existence. It is not up to man whether this common life exists or not. However, so long as man does not recognize himself as man and does not organize the world humanly, this common life appears in the form of alienation, because its subject, man, is a being alienated from itself. 71. We anticipate a profound reversal of perspective at the threshold of communal society, in which any possible strictly privatized value will pale into insignificance and be experienced as narrow and impoverished in comparison to the individual, personal, private value to each social individual of his social existence. And this attitude would be then, under those conditions, no mere idealistic posture or pious wish, no mere moral abstraction, no representation over and above the real conditions, which is all it can ever be today, but, on the contrary, would arise from the most immediate, palpable, and concrete facts of life. Increasingly up to the present, since the breakup of early communal forms, all wealth has been private. That is, only private property has been recognized as wealth. In the future, if there is a future, the narrow and the privatized will be revealed as the essence of poverty, and wealth will be realized as social wealth, as wealth in human beings, in their relations and their capacities, in their faculties and their objectifications. That is, the greatest wealth and the necessary context of all wealth is society itself. 72. The central problem of communist social relations is the following. What is to be the basis of human relationships, of the interpersonal cohesion, beyond kinship and exchange value? That is, beyond the blood relations, which formed the incredible binding force and great weakness of primitive communist societies, and the exchange value relations into which these increasingly dissolved in the formation of class societies. The solution can only be of the form of real affinity, practically, sensuously discovered and verified, practically superseded and dissolved, free association, the resonance of passions. But within this statement of the solution, everything still remains to be said. 73. Let's get one thing straight right now. All this talk of historical necessity and inevitability only succeeds in making of this mystic necessity a pseudo-subject, and of decoying attention from the real subjects, ourselves. Communist society is historically determined and objectively determined to be produced only to the extent that we are subjectively bound and determined to produce it. And this does not at all deny that such a subjectivity has its necessary objective conditions that can only develop historically.
This has been a production of Audible Anarchist. You can find more Audible Anarchist on YouTube.